Eystinor came up at this moment from the ships with the men who followed, and all were clad in armour. Then Eystein got King Harald's banner, Land Ravager, and now was, for the third time, one of the sharpest of conflicts, in which many Englishmen fell, and they were near to taking flight. This conflict is called Orre's Storm. Eystein and men had hastened so fast from the ships that they were quite exhausted, and scarcely fit to fight before they came into the battle. But afterwards they became so furious that they did not guard themselves with their shields as long as they could stand upright. At last they threw off their coats of ringmail, and then the Englishmen could easily lay their blows at them, and many fell from weariness and died without a wound. Thus, almost all the chief men fell amongst the Norway people. This happened towards evening, and then it went as one might expect, that all had not the same fate, for many fled and were lucky enough to escape in various ways, and darkness fell before the slaughter was altogether ended.